on this mic.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from National Opinion Surveys. Okay, I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Am I speaking with Michael Burke?
Yes, you are.
Okay. All right, sir. And does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No, sir.
Okay. All right, sir. And are you 18 and older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir. I know it's still, a ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be a definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Definitely will vote.
Okay. All right, sir, and regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
I'm an independent.
Independent, okay. All right, sir, and then the November 2020 general election, for whom did you vote, for President Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Okay, and all right, sir, and just for qualification purpose for this survey, what is your age?
65.
Okay. All right, sir, and just to be sure that we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race?
Caucasian.
Okay, thank you. And please rate me your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential election, congressional election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. But you may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
10? Okay. All right, sir, and thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm very satisfied with the direction the country is headed.
Okay, very satisfied. All right, thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve of it.
Would that be strongly approved or just somewhat approved?
Strongly approve of it.
Oh, okay. And do you approve or disapprove the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
I strongly approve of that as well.
Okay. All right, thank you. Okay, sir, now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want, the President and Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate me on a scale from 0 to 10. How important of an issue is, for you to have them focus on that? You say 10 if it's the most important. You say 5 is somewhat important. Or you say 0 if it isn't important at all, okay? But you can use any number between 0 and 10. Improving...
Okay.
K through 12 education.
I'd say 5.
A 5? Protecting voting rights and democracy.
10.
10? Okay. Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
Well, the economy is pretty strong right now. I'd say 2.
A 2, okay. What about addressing immigration and border security?
I'd say 6.
6. Banning assault weapons?
10.
10. Lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs?
10.
Protecting our personal data online from foreign countries?
8.
Okay, 8. Okay, banning TikTok.
I didn't understand what you said.
Banning TikTok?
Oh, that's a 2 on my list.
2. Okay, combating climate change and protecting the environment.
7.
7. Okay, sir, and do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you? Would that be yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And okay, now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, okay, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, like a neutral, okay, but you can use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you don't have, if you have no opinion or never heard, you know, the person or organization, please let me know, okay? The first one will be Mark Zuckerberg.
40.
Okay, Donald Trump.
0.
You two.
10.
Republicans in Congress.
I give them maybe a 25 rating.
Okay, 25. Charlemagne, the god?
I have no idea what you're saying.
Okay, that's the name of the, it's called Charlemagne, Charlemagne, the god.
Sure.
I don't know if you ever heard
god.
Of it.
I have zero interest in that.
Okay, zero, right? Okay. All right, what about Democrats in Congress?
40.
Yeah. Cornel West.
I don't know who that is. I'll give him 0.
0. Okay. What about TikTok?
10.
10. Okay. Joe Biden.
Give him a 60.
60. Cory Booker.
I'll give him a 30.
30. And ex-formerly known as Twitter.
It has no value to me. I'd give it a 0.
0. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Okay, sir, and I know it's still a long way. I know it's still a long way off, but you know, if the election for president were held today, that and the candidates were Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, and an independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., in independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote? Or
Biden.
If you are in this, okay, Joe Biden. All right. All right, sir, and generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president? Just in a few, in a sentence, can you tell me that?
Joe Biden seems to have the patience and the intellect to run the country far more than any of the other candidates for the office.
Okay. Has the patience, you say, right?
Sure. Yes, sir. I really need to go. Is there anything else?
Well, we almost finished. Let me write this down real quick, and I'll go real fast, okay, so we can finish it up.
All right, go ahead.
Has the, you said the patience, you said, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And the intellect.
To run the country. All right, sir, and changing gears now, we want to ask you a couple of questions about tech issues that, you know, have been in the media recently. Generally speaking, how much would you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence or AI? A great deal, a fair amount, not too much, or nothing at all?
Not too much.
Not too much, okay.
Not too much, no, sir.
Okay, and generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity or, you know, our society, or more of a threat?
It'll be a benefit if we manage it properly.
Okay, be much more of a benefit or just somewhat more of a benefit?
Somewhat more of a benefit.
Okay. All right, sir. And in which of the following is closer to your view? Tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are. Tech companies should be more regulated, you know, than they currently are, or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right?
Probably more regulated.
Should be more regulated, okay? And yeah. Thinking about the potential use of and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? That the U.S. government, big U.S. tech companies, you know, like North Korea, China, foreign tech companies, Russia, or U.S. law enforcement?
I don't really understand your question. What are you asking me?
Well, the question is in thinking about the potential use of, you know, and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat, you know, to your personal data privacy and security? U.S. government, biggest U.S. tech companies, North Korea, China, foreign tech companies, Russia, or law enforcement?
Foreign countries.
Okay, foreign countries. Okay. Okay, and switching gears a bit, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms, like YouTube? Would you say multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times a week, multiple times a month, about once a month, or less than once a month, or not at all?
Once a month, sir.
Okay, about once a month, right?
Yes, sir. That's what I said.
Okay, what about Instagram?
Not at all. Zero.
Not at all? Okay, TikTok?
Zero.
Okay, X, formerly Twitter?
Zero.
And Facebook?
Zero.
Zero. Okay. All right, thank you. All right, sir, now I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies for each. Please
sir,
tell me
I
whether
don't have
you
any
have...
more time. I do not have any more time, sir. I'm sorry. Goodbye.